President Biden has announced several steps, as you know, to address the supply chain crisis dating back to August. But stores are scrambling to keep shelves stocked, and prices are rising, with experts saying the problems could persist for at least another year. The president is expected to make remarks about the issues today. More from Jeff Murdock, White House reporter at The Washington Times. Jeff, first off, why were remarks about this canceled on Monday?
He met with 10 CEOs of large retailers and large grocers, and then he was going to come out and address the nation and talk about the supply chain issues and what his administration is doing to alleviate that mess. And they abruptly canceled it, I would say, about 10, maybe 15 minutes before he was scheduled to speak. We did not get a lot of information from the White House. They say that the president wanted to spend more time with the CEOs. He really wanted to hear what they had to say, and he didn't want to cut that meeting short. So instead, he's going to talk about it on Wednesday. But we still know some of the things that they're going to announce, because the administration did put it up on a blog post. They had launched a new supply chain blog that started on Monday.
So before we get into that, you use the phrase a supply chain mess. The White House might push back on that, right? They've, along with the retailers, been saying, "Hey, shelves are full. You'll get what you need for Christmas."
Yes, and to illustrate the White House's point, they're pointing to the sales for Black Friday. They're pointing to the sales for Cyber Monday, which certainly was a boost, especially compared to last year when everybody stayed home because of the pandemic. And they're saying, you know, these sales totals wouldn't be what they are if shelves were bare. People went to stores and they found stuff to buy. But at the same time, you do have certain retailers, like, as I point out in my story, Michael Kors, saying that they're not sure that they're going to have, that their supply chain is running thin. They're not sure that the stores are going to be filled with their product line this holiday season, that it could be real touch and go.
So what can we expect?
Well, I think what we'll expect is, I think he's going to come out, and I think he's going to talk about what the supply chain has. He's going to talk about what he's done has worked. And what he's going to do is he's going to cite some of the CEOs who met with him this week, because they all said that they have full shelves. The CEO of Food Lion was there talking about how her shelves are food, and her shelves have food, and her supply chain is strong and robust. The Walmart CEO said his inventory levels are up about 10%. So he's going to highlight that. And then he is going to get into some of the things that, some of his latest initiatives to help move the production in. And some of those things, as I said, they were announced on the White House blog. So they've convinced port operators to waive fees for night and weekend pickups. They got another company that operates ports to discount its night and weekend shipping rates. Also, the Department of Transportation is going to give truck driver operators more flexibility on hours, so we can have truck drivers working longer, working more hours to try to get products to stores.
We're speaking with Jeff Murdock, White House correspondent at The Washington Times. We're talking about these persistent supply chain problems. Will these efforts make an impact?
You know, I talked to a supply chain expert, and he pointed out that there's not much a president can do, and any president, whether it's Biden, Trump, Obama, Bush, it's influenced by so many things and so many things that are going on in so many different countries. It's very hard for a president to do much that's really going to impact the global supply chain. You know, what President Biden's doing, I think it will help in the long run. I think it will help in the margins. But we're probably not going to see the benefits, if we do see benefits from what he's doing, until at least next year. And even the United Nations raised the specter that this could go on until 2023.
So Democrats are preparing to take the blame for this, right? Certainly the president is. He's trying to look like he's doing something.
That's right. He's trying to strike the right tone. He's trying to strike the tone that he cares. He's trying to strike the tone that his administration is active and working on it. But as I said earlier, there is very little a president can do. For example, with the Omicron variant starting to spread, if that hits Southeast Asia, Vietnam, Malaysia, where we get a lot of our products, that's going to really devastate the supply chain. And there really isn't much any U.S. president could do to keep that virus from spreading in these southeastern Asian countries. So that's just one example of what a president faces when they do try to untangle the supply chain chaos.
Thanks, Jeff. Jeff Mordock, White House reporter at The Washington Times.